La maudite des Vichot.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got like glue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows. Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
Dave, you're on mute.
Oh my God. I almost never mute myself, and I did it.
Couldn't stick for
I don't know why I'm supposed to mute myself during the intro.
You don't.
I thought you said I have to.
No.
It's kind of automatic.
I'm enraged. What I meant to say,
just screwing with you,
was no, you're an angel witch. Which can only mean one thing. Hello and welcome to the Dave Hill Good Time Hour. Now in its, I don't know how many, what is it, second exhilarating year?
Almost, we're coming up on three soon. If you want it.
Where does the time go?
Three? No.
A couple months shy.
Who knows? Oh. All we know is we're number one in our time slot. Hi, how are you, everybody? Thank you for joining us. We're streaming. We're recording on Wednesday night because... I was flying back from Poland Monday, not to brag. And
he was bragging all day on text.
I just can't shut up about.
Can't talk. Flying from Poland.
I was flying from Poland. I'm jet lagged. I'm moving an axe around in the background.
Looks like Dez has some Kiss on in the background.
You know. This is what I do on Wednesday nights. I hang out down here and watch Kiss. So,
yeah, where are you, Dez?
Down in the office, in the tank, as we call it here in West Jersey, Chicken Country.
Anything goes.
Yeah, mixing it up. I wanted to get out of the attic, stretch my legs a little bit.
I'm uncomfortable with it.
Well, you get
used to it. I got to get situated.
What are you doing?
I'm moving. I'm just multitasking here in the office. Also, if I can keep a... These are my complaints.
Go ahead.
I just got in from Poland.
Is that a complaint?
I'm going to Nairobi in 2 weeks, so I'm getting all these vaccines, and they shot me with these, I don't know what they shot into me today, both arms, but it hurts like someone punched me in the arm like 10 times really fast.
Big needles?
Both arms.
Like deep needles or just sort of subcutaneous?
They seem pretty deep, like aggressively... shooting multiple things into my arms. Oh boy. But although I can barely lift this glass.
Are you gonna
you think I'm joking? I'm genuinely it was genuinely painful to lift that glass to drink some water. That's how much of a wuss I am.
You got is some my sippy point. Straws you could just lean over.
I'm a remarkable wuss of a human being. We have an incredible guest tonight. I'm very excited. She has a brand new, her debut stand-up album out, Black and Blue. Corinda Dobbins is joining us shortly here on this incredible program, the Dave Hill Good Time Hour, featuring boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. How are you, boy criminal Chris Gersbeck?
I'm great. Thanks for
you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. Having a good day.
That's always good.
Everyone's talking about it. How are you doing, New Jersey Chicken Rancher, Des?
I'm doing well. I'm stretching out, like you were saying before, in the new confines. So,
I love it. I love that. Yeah, fun. I love that you have a live Kiss concert going on in the background.
A view inside my head.
Is that a specific Kiss concert?
This is the from the reunion tour in '96, first night at Madison Square Garden. Yours truly was there. You know,
I remember when they did that tour.
Sure.
Oh, was the opening band D-Generation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I have an encyclopedic knowledge of all things.
They had a couple different openers on that.
Well, that was back when they would like still advertise concerts on TV.
Sure.
Like you'd just be watching TV and it's like, Kiss is coming to MSG.
John Sher presents.
Yeah. Different time.
I saw that tour. I remember they were saying it was their farewell tour. It's almost 30 years ago.
Well, this was the reunion. Yeah. Then they did the farewell like 5 years after that.
No, but they said that was the last tour. The reunion tour.
I think
they was the last one.
Did they?
Yeah, because didn't Ace Frehley come back for that?
Yeah, this is the original lineup.
That was the original lineup, very briefly.
They did this tour, and then they did the Psycho Circus album. And then they toured on that. And then after that, Peter Criss left again, and history just started repeating itself. You know,
man, oh man.
But you know, it's all right. This is like,
what are you gonna do?
This is almost 30 years ago already. This show, 1996. That's what 26 years or more. It's 25 years. It's crazy.
And it's been all downhill ever since.
You know, it was definitely a highlight in this house.
It was fun. Oh, yeah. I saw it. I think I still owe the guy who gave me the ticket. I still owe him for that ticket. He's listening or watching. You're probably wondering, Dave, did you get rousted by police in Poland? Yes, I did.
That's exciting.
Did I tell you guys this via text?
Wait, what? Say that again. You what?
Turn the music down a little bit. It's a little loud. It's amazing, but it's a little loud. I got rousted by the police, like, to where I was like, oh, this seems bad. Like, I'm going to go to jail, maybe.
In another country, too.
Within 5 minutes of hitting the streets of Katowice, Poland.
What did you do?
I jaywalked.
I was going to ask, what kind of town is this? But if they were coming after you for jaywalking, I got to imagine it's one of those pretty clean and, you know, nice, tight European towns.
Well, what I looked it up, and they said one of the number one thing you should never do in Poland is jaywalk.
It's disrespectful.
I didn't know that. I'd been to Poland before, and I'm sure I jaywalked. But I checked into my hotel, then I went out on the town, got like two blocks, and then this police car comes out of nowhere.
Wow.
No, I wasn't drunk yet, Star Medicine Woman. I was drunk later.
Well, I think that she's implying maybe that's why they're so strict about it, because if you're jaywalking, there's a good chance you're drunk.
So. No, because they give you a ticket if you cross against the crosswalk, if it's red and you go. So if it says don't walk, and you walk, it's like a $200 fine.
Sure. Straight
and
the law.
And that's a shitload of money there because it's so cheap there. I went to a pro hockey game. For $20, I got into the game, had three beers and three bottles of water.
That's pretty great.
For less than $20 total for all of that. Anyway, so I'm walking along and they come, they're like, boo! You know, sirens and lights, and then I stop and they're like, get over there, and they like drag me to the side of this building, and I was like, oh, and this is when they beat the shit out of me. And they're like yelling at me in Polish, and I was like, English.
Well, you can't start making and demands then, right like that. Yeah. I gotta say, that's, you're digging a hole.
Well, I was just trying to tell them I had no idea what they were saying. Mm-hmm. And also what I learned about myself is when I don't speak another language and then I ask them to speak English, yeah, I start speaking in broken English. So like we're speaking broken English back and forth to each other. Mm. And then so like I learned this a few years ago when police, on the rare occasion that they stop me, I just like tell them I'm a complete idiot right away. I'm like, I'm a horrible driver. I get confused really easily. Whatever I need to say to, like, I insult myself so much that so they have nowhere to go. They can't insult me more than I've just insulted myself.
Yeah.
And it gets them frustrated and they don't know, they can't, they don't know what to say. So that's what I did with these guys. And then they're like, well, don't you have crossing lights in New York City? I told them I lived in New York. And
that should have been a giveaway.
Like, well, yeah. I wanted to tell them, I was like, no, yeah, we have them, but you don't, no one in New York follows them. You just cross when you feel like it. When you feel like it's a good time for you.
And that's when they hit you in the knee with their stick and say, well, you're not in New York anymore. And they're
broken. I know. I figured that that answer, the honest answer was not going to get me right anywhere. So I just said, we do. But I, you know, I honestly, I was like, I get really confused just walking around when I'm by myself. I mean,
did they drive on the other, on the left side of the road or are they right side?
No, only like two countries do that.
England and Ireland.
Because that confuses, yeah, that confuses the hell out of me. Or
Japan, they do it.
Yeah, think left.
But no, it's just regular. Regular style. That's my story.
Man.
Of my time in Poland.
Glad you made it back.
I got busted. Yeah.
How was the flight?
Oh, sick, man. No, I don't know.
First class?
Long. No, I never fly first class unless if I'm buying the ticket. I mean, I didn't pay for the ticket, but my publisher, I have like a budget and I can't just blow it on a first class ticket. So, but no one, there's no one flying to Poland in February. So I had a row to myself every time.
That's nice.
Oh, sweet.
I had that once.
Oh, yeah, it was delightful. No, but it's long ass. It's like 8 hours to Warsaw, then another. You gotta fly. How are the springs in Poland? Are they as good as the Balderwater has let us? Oh, you monster, Madden. Madden Finch. I can't pronounce basic words. Yeah, but my point is, I'm enraged. I'm enraged.
Are you gonna answer the question?
Yes, the springs in Poland are delightful.
Fantastic news.
This is absolutely true. So, cannot be debated.
So when exactly did you land? Did you get arrested or accosted by the police upon your return to New York? Did you kind of get the double dip in it?
No, it was smooth sailing.
That's good.
I landed like 10 something Monday.
Okay.
Flight was delayed a little bit. Yeah. Wild times. Run, don't walk to Poland as soon as you can.
You guys see what this
fly actually. What's that?
Do you see what he's doing?
Mowing down.
Is your cat licking its butthole?
Yeah.
It seems to have moved on to the leg at this point, to be fair.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
My sweet Lucy does that.
Yeah, I think all dogs, all cats, all four-legged creatures with access, I mean.
Lick buttholes.
What's to stop you?
They lick their butthole.
You know?
It can't be debated.
Yeah.
It can't be debated. That it's just science.
Did your neighbor back into your car? Bring that case to Judge Judy. Think the mailman might be the real father? Give that one to Judge Mathis. But does your mom want you to flush her ashes down the toilet at Disney World when she passes away? Now that's my jurisdiction. Welcome to the court of Judge John Hodgman, where the people are real, the disputes are real, and the stakes are often unusual.
If I got arrested for dumping your ashes in the Jungle Cruise, it would be an honor.
I don't want to be part of somebody getting a super yacht.
I don't know at what point you want to go into this, but we've had a worm bin before.
Available free right now at MaximumFun.org. Judge John Hodgman, the court of last resort when your wife won't stop pretending to be a cat and knocking the clean laundry over.
Hey, kid. Your dad tell you about the time he broke Stephen Dorff's nose at the Kids' Choice Awards?
In Dead Pilot Society, scripts that were developed by studios and networks but were never produced are given the table reads they deserve.
When I was a kid, I had to spend my Christmas break filming a PSA about angel dust. So yeah, being a kid sucks sometimes.
Presented by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker. Dead Pilot Society, twice a month on MaximumFun.org.
You know, the show you like, that hobo with the scarf who lives in a magic dumpster?
Doctor Who?
Yeah!
Our guest is ready to go whenever.
I'm ready. We do have some crime blotter. Maybe we can do some crime blotter with Corinda Dobbins.
That sounds good. Great.
Corinda Dobbins, not unlike, I feel like she has a name. Wolf. These are among our questions. That's a good name to say the whole name.
Hmm.
You know how some names you just want to say the whole name?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like Chris Kurz.
Joe Tate.
Chris. Yeah, Corinda Dobbins. Because you get the D and then you go right back into the other D again, Dobbins. These are the questions I have locked and loaded. Let's bring her. There she is. Hey, Corinda.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really great. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've already... I was just saying Corinda Dobbins could be... That's a name where you want to say the whole name because it's a great name. And then your screen name right there is just Corinda. So I'm wrong out of the gate.
I love when people say the whole name.
It's better for...
It flows.
Yeah, absolutely. It flows. Where are you beaming in to us from tonight?
Right now, I'm actually in Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Your homeland.
Yes.
Nice. Are you on tour or are you visiting? You don't live in Detroit now.
No, I don't. I'm visiting my mother.
Oh, nice. Mrs.
During
Dobbins.
During a snowstorm. Yes.
How is she doing?
She's actually not doing too well right now. That's why I'm here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she's having some back issues.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I hope she's feeling better soon.
Yeah, we're hoping to take care of it, get some pain meds and some pain patches and everything for pain.
Nice.
Well, you're a good daughter for coming home. And
yeah, because I have not been back to Detroit in the winter in a decade.
That's a reminder that they're coming at you.
That's smart. Detroit.
Yeah, I don't come back when it's cold.
I'm from Cleveland, and it's pretty much the same hellish winter.
Once you move to California, it's kind of hard to bear the brunt of 20 degrees, 10 degrees.
Oh, even moving to...
I don't even have a coat for that kind of weather anymore.
You shouldn't. No one should. I'm going to say something very controversial. I believe that no human should even live in that stretch of land between Cleveland and Detroit. Like, why does anyone live in Toledo? Why would you do that to yourself?
If you're born there, and you
if you're born there, I think you don't know how cold it is.
Right, you don't have a choice.
People don't know, like, I always tell people, I'm from Cleveland, and when I tell people, they're like, oh, are you ever going to move back here? Like when I go back there? And I'm like, no, the weather is so shitty.
And you're like, absolutely not.
And they're like, well, you live in New York. It's the same weather. I'm like, no, New York is like tropical compared to Cleveland. And they're like, no, it's not. I'm like, it is. Believe me.
Are these all like lake effect regions? Like they talk about Buffalo is always getting hit with the lake effect. Is that a thing they claim in Cleveland and Detroit as well? Or is it just
the... Well, we don't have like that cold air coming off the lake. No, not like Chicago and some other cities.
Wait, don't you have, what do you have? Lake Superior? Huron.
Ontario?
Yeah, but that's far away from Detroit, I think.
Is it? Isn't Detroit?
I think the water that we're on, I think it's the Detroit River, right?
It's
I think the lake meets it further away.
Okay, I gotta get my
I could be lying, but I think that's.
Did you think you'd be?
That's a long great...
time since I was in geography, but I.
We need Chris.
There is a great lake, but in actually in Detroit, like it's a river.
Okay, I gotta.
It's the lake surrounding Michigan, though.
I gotta pull this up.
On it.
We need some answers.
Do you want to pull up a map, Google Maps?
I'm going to need to pull up a map.
You've got Lake Erie in between Detroit and Cleveland.
I know that. I'm not a monster. Just saying. It's just occurring to me now. Yeah, this is what I thought. Like, Detroit is kind of on the knuckle bone of the thumb that is
the, way of looking
the at boxing it. Glove that is the state of Michigan.
Yeah,
but the lakes aren't in Detroit. That there's a body of water there, but it's not a lake.
Oh yeah, it's just like a big.
I see.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
Lake St. Clair.
There we go. We've all learned something. Well, you guys already knew something, and I just learned something. It's hiding in plain sight. Corinda, congratulations on your new album.
Thank you.
Black and Blue on Blonde Medicine Records, a great. Great label, Dominic Del Bene.
Yeah, Dominic's great.
A great man. Great fellow. I just saw him in Denver at the High Plains Comedy Festival.
Oh, nice. I have not been there yet.
Oh, you have to go. You must go.
Yeah, I need to get into the festival first and then I'll go.
Well,
I haven't applied, so I can't complain that I haven't gotten in.
that's what you have to do at festivals.
Is it really?
That's exactly what I'm bad at. That though, they all have deadlines. So
yeah,
do you do that?
Whenever a festival has a deadline, the week after that, I'm like, oh, I thought I was supposed to enter into that thing.
Yeah,
and then it's too late.
Do you do? I always, and then I get offended, like when the reason something's not happening is because I didn't do the one little thing I needed to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why? Oh, because I, oh, wait, you're saying it's because I didn't do the thing that I was supposed
it's
to do.
It's my fault.
I do that. Yeah. Do you do this?
A little help.
As a comedian, do you go, like when I see like a movie and there'll be like a role for a 6-year-old girl. Or something, I'll be like, why? That's weird that my agent, I didn't get to read for that part. That seems strange that I would have done a great job with that role.
I don't do that, but every Marvel movie my daughter has ever dragged me to see, I'm like, why am I not auditioning for these these roles?
They're putting a lot of comedians in those movies now too, so your chances are increasing.
Yeah, I think the next one should be mine. I really do.
This is Corinda Dobbins, Spider-Man. What Spider-Man are we up to, Chris?
Oh, I mean,
my mom's into Spider-Man now. I'll ask her.
Really?
The most recent one is something like the 7th or 8th movie, but wow. It was like the third
actor, Marvel. And they've each done movies. 2 or 3. One of them did 4.
Mm-hmm.
They always, when they reboot those movies, they always go younger. Like, I want to see a Spider-Man where they go older.
Yeah, right? And, like, he comes...
Will they ever do that? Or they, like get a Kevin Costner or something, Spider-Man?
I think...
They kind of did that in the Spider-Verse movie, but he wasn't like a middle-aged man or anything. That would be really
I want to see, like, a older Spider-Man. I think that would be an interesting movie.
Yeah, like, he comes back after being going out. And he goes back to being Peter Parker, and he's like, oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, him and, like, Mary Jane are having a midlife crisis. That would be a great
story. Yeah, and his back is bothering him, his knees, everything's in pain.
He's creaky, he's got, you know, being gay or some icy hot.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't understand. This always bothers me. Like, they do always go younger with everything, but then the audience, like, when
it's getting older.
Well... I don't know if
the audience that started out with the Spider-Man, like, they've gotten older. Sure. It's like, why aren't you catering to those people?
Yeah. And if they are trying to appeal to kids, when I was a kid, when I was like 12 years old, if you were 25 or 60, that was all the same age to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, mm-hmm. What's the point of getting like real young people? Because like they just look like they're 50 years old to me. I don't like when you're 12.
Yeah. I mean, everybody always caters to young. It doesn't matter what you're selling.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
This is because I'm near death. But it enrages me. Liam Neeson is Spider-Man.
He would be a great Spider-Man because he is all about revenge. All of his movies are.
Right.
Just sure. Like, what you yes. tapped me on my shoulder when I was 8. I'm coming to kill you.
That would be perfect. Everybody.
Christopher Walken would be good.
That's the move that would get me to. I'm going to watch that.
He already did Batman, so he's not new to he wouldn't be new to the superhero right. game.
It's too bad none of us write for SNL. That's a sketch in the can right there.
I know.
Let's go do that.
They need to hire me there too. See, they got to have that sketch.
Everybody, we need everyone go buy, stream, however you want to do it, Quinta Domin's new album, Black and Blue, recorded, if I'm understanding correctly, just this past fall. Is that right?
In October, yes, in San Francisco.
It's hot off the presses. Where in San Francisco did you record it?
At the Punchline.
Oh, nice. I love the Punchline.
Yeah, it's a great comedy venue.
Yeah. So do you live right in the city there?
I used to. I'm actually in L.A. now.
Oh.
I moved to La La Land.
Whoa. It's an industry.
To make it.
That's, you know, if you want to make it in show business, Detroit is the first place. L.A. is the second. Where you want to go. No, L.A.
It doesn't have a comedy club. There are some like in the suburbs, but in Detroit proper, there are none.
Nothing? There's not even like bar shows and stuff?
Oh, I'm sure there are those, but they don't have a proper like comedy club in Detroit.
The Punchline of Detroit. Yeah. Well, then after you...
Maybe I should start that. There's a business opportunity.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. Once you make a stack of money in L.A., and then bring it to Detroit.
Come start one in my hometown. Home. Yeah. Yeah, I would love to do that. Would you guys come? Would you guys come to my comedy?
I would love to go to Detroit. It's deceptively close to, you know, growing up here in Jersey, Detroit always seemed like it's super far, but when you stop and just look, it's really not at all.
It's just a short 12-hour drive.
That's all. That's like it's just as far as Nashville. You can make that in a day.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. But
do people in Detroit visit Canada a lot, or is it?
Oh, man, I grew up in Canada because, you know, when I was a teenager in Canada, the legal drinking age was 18.
There you go. Great.
And all the clubs and everything. So as soon as you hit 18, everybody would just go straight to Windsor.
Oh, yeah, Windsor. And, that's where it's at.
We would just... They had a club called The Exchange, and it was just like crazy fun. But the thing is like almost every time we went over there, they would like check our car. I don't know. They thought we were coming from Detroit. I don't know if we thought we were smuggling crack or what. I don't know what.
Or just people.
We're just coming to have a good time. There's nothing under the seat that I know of.
What is Detroit known for? Their Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, right.
Eminem. Probably is the biggest.
Well,
Motown.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff. Stooges.
The Tigers. Harmon Killebrew.
I think the White Stripes.
White Stripes.
Oh, yeah.
Stripes. Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
But music Pistons. Aside.
Ted Nugent.
Well, Ted Nugent.
Of course.
If you want to.
He's not from Detroit, but I think he's from Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kid Rock. It's never ending.
Tim Allen?
Yeah. Yeah, Tool Time.
Wow, Tim Allen and
Tool Time.
Sure.
That's a lot. That's a lot coming out of that town. That's why you got to bring it back with that Hollywood money. I'm secreting it.
I know.
I'm bestowing millions.
My first Marvel movie, hey, I'm opening it. I'm calling it.
There it is.
I love this idea.
They're gonna cast me in the middle-aged crisis Spider-Man. I'm gonna be
I would
his best friend trying to help him through it.
I would watch.
That'd be great.
The F out of that.
You're like the sidekick to a middle-aged Spider-Man.
Hey, I'll play the heck out of that role.
Oh, that would goodness. Be amazing. What I was looking in my tireless research that you're a big Mom's Mabley fan.
Oh yes.
I am also. She was amazing. I have some of her records here. And
yeah, Mom's helped me get through the pandemic, actually, listening to her old albums.
She used to perform at Sing Sing prison every Christmas Eve. And that's how I found out about her, because I performed there a couple times, and then like reading up on it. And that like, was like 10 years ago when I got into her.
She was like a thing.
I actually started doing comedy. My first time doing comedy was on her birthday.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a nice day. That's a nice omen. And you did it was
destiny.
I love it. And you did it on a dare? Your friend dared you to perform?
Yeah, she kind of asked me if she found an open mic, if I would do it. And I said yes, because I never thought she would find it. I was like, yeah, sure, if you find it.
And then you're like, ah, damn, now you got to follow up.
Right. I was like, you actually went and did it?
Oh my goodness. And she changed the course of your life.
She did, absolutely.
And now you're Spider-Man's sidekick.
I know. I got to think of a name for myself. You guys can help me with that.
Oh, okay. Well, in the chat, if anyone wants to, make some suggestions. The top name will win
okay.
$47 of Chris Gersbeck's money.
I don't know if I have that.
$47.
Not all. It doesn't have to be all at once, Chris. You can...
We're not
payment plan.
We're not insane, Chris. We're not expecting you to have $47.
As long as the payment plan is available, hopefully interest free, then we're good.
We'll see. We'll see. Corinda Dobbins. Chris, did we put a link in the chat?
Yes.
And everyone listening in the futuristic podcast format, which comes out in the future, 2 days from now, everyone go buy, download, stream, steal. Don't steal.
I put the link for the iTunes download because
there you go.
I know getting on the iTunes charts is super important.
It's important. Yeah. You got to get
it. It is important.
The album's been out, came out the 4th?
Yes, February 4th.
So these are hot times.
It's Black History Month. So everybody, you know, be an ally.
Yeah, be an ally. I will even say if you do not buy her album, maybe there's something horribly wrong with you.
You know what? I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Dave. What is, I think you need to take a good hard look in the mirror if you're not buying the album.
You need to do some self inventory if you're not buying Black and Blue. There might be some issues going on there.
Yeah. I mean, what's going on? I will write a blog post about you if you do not buy Black and Blue. A scathing blog post.
I love that.
In fact, anyone who does not email me with proof of purchase will be included in my list.
Anybody?
I love that. We need proof.
We need proof. And I can even just make up names, and odds are it will be someone's name. Everyone's going to get dragged into this.
I love it.
It's a lot of pressure, but I don't mind.
I've been trying to get the album artwork on here for the past 10 minutes, and I finally got it.
Oh,
because I nailed it on the cover.
Wow.
Yeah, she'll, everyone watching live on Twitch or watching later on. There, that's a great album cover, too.
Thank you. I'm going to give you guys a little scoop on this album cover.
Please.
I haven't told anyone this yet.
This is that an exclusive.
Thing I'm doing with my collar, like that's an homage to Marvin Gaye. What's going on cover.
Okay.
You know.
That's excellent.
I'm from Detroit, so and that's my favorite album cover of all time.
That's a great album
cover. It's a little nod and wink.
And great. That album.
That's how you do it.
That album.
One of the greatest albums of all time.
Yes.
Makes me want to. I'll do the opposite. I'll be on the right side, but I may do that pose for my next album. No.
Thank you.
I'll do like I'll pick another album to steal from. But that is a really good pose.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's strong.
Can someone Photoshop Dave's face onto this? No.
Please.
It's almost that might be
I'll do it myself.
Far.
I'll be up all night. I'll do it. Whatever it takes. Corinda Dobbins. See, I like saying your full name.
I love the way you say it.
I like it because it, as I was saying, you know, you get the Corinda and then you're right back to D again, Dobbins. So you take
I worked in biotech in corporate America for like 15 years. And whenever most white men would say my name, I would hate it. So that's a high, high compliment to you, Dave.
Well, I'm an ally.
And usually when they said it, you know, there was something
that's
wrong. So also,
Corinda Dobbins.
If somebody says your whole name, it's usually not something good coming after that.
No, I love it. It's got a musicality to it. And also, for the listener, I'm burning it on the brain. So they're just walk. It becomes a mantra.
Yes.
They just think Corinda Dobbins, and then they're buying Black and Blue. They're coming to the shows. They're seeing you in Spider-Man 12. All these.
I'm so glad we're putting that out into the universe. We're going to manifest it.
Me too. I'm excited about it. I should manifest myself a role in this movie. Now that we're talking about it.
Absolutely.
You could play Uncle
Ben. We're
going
to do it together.
I'm going to, you know, I'll see like in Deadline or one of the showbiz papers.
You look like you would be his therapist.
Yeah, in this sweater?
Sure.
Yeah. I'll be like, so what's going on, Spider-Man? Let's talk about it. You know? Talk it through. What's happening with you? I'm really flattered that you think, I could be someone's therapist.
Yeah, you look like somebody you could tell your troubles to.
You really could. I mean, you could do a lot.
And you
of
would,
worse.
And you wouldn't really judge them until after they were out of the room.
To the last sentence, then I'd be like, "What is wrong with you?"
Oh,
no! I feel like I'm fairly supportive. I don't know.
I feel like after they left the room, you'd be like, "That dude is whack-a-doodle."
I'd probably just say, "See, everyone's crazy." Myself
or
included.
That.
Everybody. Everyone is crazy eventually. Everyone I've ever known, eventually you get to the point where you're like, oh,
there it is.
They're insane. It can take years. Sometimes it takes minutes.
Everybody has a little pocket of it, you know.
Oh yeah. I kind of like
it. But I feel like as long as you can keep your hand in your pocket and, you know, keep it under control.
Keep it in the right place.
Yeah, just keep it.
Keep it in your pocket.
Wait till you get in the bathroom stall and you're all alone.
Yeah. And let it out and then put it back in.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Hey, Dave, I know you have to take off at 8:55. Should we do some crime blotter?
We could. Oh. That's a question for Corinda Dobbins, who has a new album, Black and Blue, out now that everyone better go get right now on iTunes. We could do some.
I don't know what that is. You guys tell me what that is.
You might. The Crime Blotter is a wildly popular segment. This show fails on almost every level at having any sort of structure. But the one bit of structure that we do have is the wildly popular segment, the Crime Blotter. which is not popular enough that we successfully remember to do it every episode. But we do talk about maybe doing it every episode, and sometimes we do, okay. And sometimes we don't.
We're always locked in.
But it,
let's do it.
It's a segment wherein we take a look at some of America's lesser crimes, which just so happen to have taken place in northeastern Ohio, where I just so happen to be from. I feel like there are crimes that maybe you'll relate to, being from Detroit.
Okay.
But we can just, and I have not screened, pre-screened any of these crimes.
Which can lead to disastrous results and highly entertaining.
We're on the edge. It's
like when Geraldo opened up Al Capone's vault.
Vault, and there was nothing in there?
Yeah, this is what, knowing what everything we've just said.
Let's do it.
All right. This is the crime blotter music. So, you know, Chris has already decided.
I love it.
He's decided it's happening. this is a perfect example. The headline, it goes a little, it starts off great, goes south a little bit. Unruly Dairy Queen customer. And right there, you're like, I'm listening.
Sure.
And then it gets a little sad, arrested for drugs. But I feel like unruly
Dairy Queen customer.
We have to pursue this.
Maybe the drugs, was it like a lactose intolerance?
This from the Parma police blotter. Parma on the south side of Cleveland suburb. Suspicious activity, Ridge Road. That's a major stretch in Parma. On January 20th, I believe just 15 days prior to the release of Corinna Dobbins' album Black and Blue, police were dispatched to Dairy Queen regarding an unruly customer at the Ridge Road restaurant. They're calling Dairy Queen a restaurant.
That's
Ridge Road restaurant sounds like a place where you get drugs.
Exactly. Oh, hey. An arriving officer located the Sheffield Lake woman who is in possession of suspected felony drugs. She was cited. This isn't really a lot to go on. So she was cited for drug abuse.
Get cited for drug abuse?
It's not the best crime. It started great. But we want to hear how is she unruly?
They didn't give a lot of detail.
No. You know, this is the risk you take with the crime blotter. But I feel like this is a slam dunk. Mom square off at daughter's dance class.
I'm into this one.
The Beechwood police blotter. Beechwood. Lovely suburb, one town over from University Heights, where I'm from. Disorderly conduct, Commerce Parkway. This is like walking distance from where my childhood home. At 7:15 p.m., February 2nd, a mere 2 days before the release of Corinna Dobbins' Black and Blue album, police were called to Shaker Dance. That's a dance in Shaker Heights, I guess. 2344 Old Commerce Parkway, where two women were fighting. The fight began when one of the women became upset after a girl knocked the glasses from her young daughter's face.
Could have been accident.
The woman then argued and fought with the other girl's mother. Disorderly conduct charges are pending for a Euclid mother, 27, and a Cleveland Heights mother, 35. Mere children themselves in the big picture.
So they started fighting because one
of their daughters knocked the glasses off
the other daughter's face.
Now, as a mother,
well, they should have let the daughters handle it. Why do you have to get involved? if you've done your job as a parent, your daughter should be able to handle that.
See, this is how I know you're a good mother. Because that's the right answer.
I'm not going to get into that at all.
if
somebody knocked the glasses off my daughter's face, she would handle that. I know she would.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah. And one of those parents who should probably, one of those parents was probably defending themselves. Why would they both get hit with the disorderly conduct? I guess they're leaving that for the court to figure out.
Well,
have you ever seen these videos?
So did this mom, did she like jump into it and like hit the other kid, or did she hit the kid's mom, or
both? I think that she probably,
yeah.
I think all of the above, it sounds like to me.
Wow.
If you've ever seen, there's like a lot of videos of brawls breaking out at kids, primarily kids like Chuck E. Cheese and like amusement parks and stuff. But those videos always show the parents fighting and coming dangerously close to like injuring children, possibly their own.
Sure.
You never see the irony.
Absolutely.
Man, oh man.
And they always cause more trouble than whatever started the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Geez.
Never pays to escalate.
It's a sad, it's a cautionary tale. Should we do another crime?
Yeah.
Can you handle it, Corinda Dobbins?
I'm all for it. Let's go.
Okay. Because I know, you know, these are... See,
is this like suburban Ohio we're talking about?
Yeah, it's all suburban police reports. Lesser crimes.
Is there anywhere like Michigan and Ohio State fans beat each other up?
I'm sure.
That was some money.
Yeah, these are more on the current side of things.
More current, okay.
Let's see.
Oh, Little League games too, Jamie.
Yeah,
Jamie, I've seen some. I was watching a video the other day where it was like a little kids wrestling, like in a gym, like a wrestling match. And one of the kids is pinned and the mom comes and like pulls the other kid off of him. And all the other parents are like, well, what the hell are you
doing?
Can't
do that.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
This looks promising. Let's not read this whole crime, but the headline is good. To be blunt, burnt marijuana triggers fire alarm. You know, the guy who wrote the headline was like pretty good. They're trying to get a job at the New York Post.
Yeah, he's fired up.
He's like, this is going to be my entry into a full-time job once I read this headline.
Okay, I have a good one. Police respond to fight over a parking space. This is from the Medina police blotter. Medina, my sister lives in Medina.
Always Medina always turns up in the crime blotter.
Medina is hell town. Disturbance, South Court Street. Police responded to a South Court Street parking lot at 6:13 p.m. February 5th. That's one day after Corinda Dobbins' Black and Blue album came out. Mm-hmm. Do you see how I very subtly weave in ads for your album?
I love that. There were probably...
There's the cover again. Let's see.
There we go.
Yeah, that's... I love that.
Police responded for a report of two people fighting over a parking space. Reports did not indicate any arrests or any further information at the time of the report.
That's a non-story.
This is the danger. This is what the trouble with the crime blotter, especially when you haven't screened the crimes. Oh man! Oh man!
Cost of life on the edge.
We did the crime blotter when we were in Portland, and we were doing Toronto crime blotter and all these horrible like actual crimes were on it.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
I sure do. Yeah, it got
in Toronto.
Yeah. There's a lot of
why
horrible...
we were doing Toronto crime blotter, but yeah, it was like everything was. Absolutely horrible.
It was horrible stuff.
I used to go to the Caravana every year in Toronto.
What's the Caravana?
I was living in Michigan. It's a Caribbean festival they have every year.
Oh, I want to go to that.
They have like a... the costumes are great. The music is fantastic. The food is wonderful.
Oh, that sounds...
I don't know if they still have it, but if they do, you should definitely make your way
I'm
there.
In.
That can be said about everything these days. I don't know if they're still doing it right now, but...
Don't be jaywalking, though, in Toronto.
Yeah. Dave. This guy.
I know.
Get yourself in trouble.
I've learned the hard way.
Scofflaw over here.
I could have been in a Polish prison.
Never good.
Fighting
breaking bricks.
Yeah. For the next 40 years, maybe. Who knows? Now, Corinda Dobbins, was it hard to record an album? Did you find... Because I found with the pandemic, my brain just shut off. There was a point where I thought I would never be on stage again. Because I thought, oh, I'll never see any humans again or be on stage again. And my brain just stopped working into a thinking of performance. And then I found it hard. I've been like, so I'm impressed that you were able to do an album so soon after getting out. There. Oh, Chris, where? Damn it, Chris.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to show. God damn it. There's that cover.
There we go.
That is an excellent cover.
That's a great shade of blue. Tremendous shade.
Yeah, it's sort of a gunmetal blue.
Yeah. A little muted.
I love it. That's the
We had actually scheduled to do this album a year and a half before we actually did it.
Oh, so you had some jokes locked and loaded.
Yeah, so we had to wait until the variants. We recorded in October where Delta was kind of on the tail end, and then it was before Omicron started. So we had like a sweet little window to get in and get out.
Yeah.
And people felt safe to come to a comedy show.
Before the Omicron craze.
Yeah, it was a brief window there.
Did you get Omicron, Corinda Dobbins?
I have not.
I got it.
And I don't I don't want it either. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
Yeah, it was, the symptoms weren't horrible, but I felt the effects of it. Like, I felt foggy headed for like 3 weeks.
Mm. Wow.
It took a while to really feel like I was completely back to normal. But
3 weeks.
Yeah, you don't want to get it. It's not
fun. You don't want
it
was the best thing that ever happened to me.
What?
So many life improvements since I got Omicron.
Go
like
on.
What?
My anxiety cut in half across all platforms.
Well, because you spent 2 years being worried about getting it, then you got that out of the way. So that makes sense.
I know, but my anxiety about all things.
Okay.
Money, career, anything. And then
that went away after Omicron?
Everything, yeah. I talked to my doctor about it, and she says sometimes a virus can just reset your whole system.
Okay.
So I'm on top of the world. I'm going to be in Spider-Man 12 with you. A lot of things happening for me. We have to go. We're wrapping up a couple minutes early because I have something that starts in a couple minutes here. It's my audition for Spider-Man 12. No.
I was going to say, what's more important than talking with us, Dave?
No, this is the most important thing, but this is going to sound very... I'm doing a lecture to a college class over Zoom. I don't understand.
Oh, that sounds very. My girlfriend
sounds made up, but it's true.
College professor she as is. Well, so I understand the lecturing.
No, I'm not a college professor. I just got asked to speak to them. You know.
Oh.
I love how guest you lecturer. Think I'm capable of so much more than I think I'm capable of.
I'm giving you a lot, Dave. I'm giving you a lot of responsibility.
I gotta stick with you because you're filling me with confidence. You believe in me more than I believe in myself.
I do.
But thank you so much, Corinda.
Thank you guys for having me.
Great to meet you. Good luck.
It was fun.
Please come back, and I look forward to seeing you in person, and also together when we're on the set of Spider-Man 12.
And the next time we do this, we got to do Pasadena Crime.
Yes,
we
I'm in.
That would be that's where
I live. So I'm sure we can have fun with that.
Oh yeah, there's got to be some farmers market mayhem.
I know there's some farmers market squabbles like every week in Pasadena. Like
I love it.
Throwing organic heirloom tomatoes.
Everyone, whether you're watching on the live cast now or listening in the futuristic podcast format later, everyone get Corinda Dobbins' new album, Black and Blue, out on Blonde Medicine Records. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to our Twitch channel, Mr. Dave Hill. And if you want to throw us money that we will in turn then use to buy more copies of Crinded
of Black and Blue. Blue,
you can PayPal us at daviddavehillonline.com or Venmo at thedavehill. I swear the money will go to the other fellas too, even though my name's in both of those things.
Yeah, get Daz and Chris involved.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Corinna Dobbins, and congrats on a great album.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yep.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.